Norfolk Villa, Prospect Street, in Granville. When Ellen White and her traveling companions returned to Granville, it was to a different house. Per Ardua, the brick building they had moved into in late March on coming to New South Wales, was at the foot of a hill. It had low, rather small windows, and Ellen White became less pleased with it. On looking around in June, as winter came on, they found a large house, Norfolk Villa, on the top of a nearby hill in a neighborhood known as Harris Park. W. C. White described it as high, light, and dry, and planned more conveniently than where they had been living. It had 10 rooms and rented for the same rate as the previous property, $5 a week. It is real home-like, he said, with a big dining room, which was a real comfort, for the whole family could gather, 4 WCW, pages 459, 489. Ellen White's tent was pitched as an extra bedroom for the many visitors who came and went. The day after they were settled in the new home, July 9th, Ellen White wrote to Edson. We are now in our new home. The house is the best we have ever lived in. It is two-story. I have the room above the parlor. Both parlor and chamber have large bay windows, and the scenery is very fine. Everything is nice and pleasant here, and it is more healthful. I shall not write many letters now, but I shall endeavor to put all my time and powers in writing on the life of Christ. I have written very little on this book, and unless I do cut off and restrain my writing so largely for the papers, and letter writing, I shall never have strength to write the life of Christ.